This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, May 23rd. While the cattle market is still struggling to find direction Tuesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Todd Horowitz.
They just can't seem to break out of this big range they've been trading in at about 102 to 107. We continue to see an attempt at a rally, and then, of course, the sellers come in, and, of course, we continue to hear the story, which is old, and part of market lore is the wall of cattle that is coming at us, and, of course, that means there's supposedly a huge quantity, and there's going to be a lot for sale. But, you know, we've watched a lot of funky things happen over the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, and that is the way that the price action has been, the way that the markets have traded, the continuing trying to make the markets more bearish. And I think that really what you're seeing here is more of a market that's consolidating in a range looking for a reason to break out to the upside.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 14 and a quarter at 521 and a quarter. July corn was up 2 at 404 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 5, ranging from 580 to 590. 94 and a half. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 14, ranging from 665 and a half to 690 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 11 and a quarter, ranging from 778 to 793. Live cattle for June were down 2.5 cents at 105.10. May feeder cattle were up 2.5 cents to 134 even. And May class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1524. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.